Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tunein. Shopify.com/tunein.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. And on this January 4th, 2024, and tonight, our producer is none other than the very capable young Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And we have our special guest. That's right. It's that time of month. We have the first Thursday of every month. We have none other than Dr. Peter Glidden, ND. Hey, Peter.
Happy New Year, Pastor. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
We got a lot to get to tonight, so I'm going to, because I want to open the phone lines early for you, but I want your commentary on a couple articles first, but let's get into the scripture. The title of the message was Three Horrible Years of Communist Revolution Down and One to Go. Now, the reality is, you know, and I know, and everybody listening to us know, that there's no difference at all between communist doctrine, communist, if you will, propaganda, the communist teaching of cultural Marxism and the beliefs and the policies of the Democratic Party. They're one and the same. Democrats are communists, communists are Democrats. They just, right. And today, here, we're seeing with what is taking place out there. We've just went through 3 years of America, you know, deteriorating. And like Donald Trump says, well, we don't know if we can last another year before Joe Obama, Biden, and the Communist Party totally reduce America to third world status. And
it's
so
true.
So here we're in Revelation or in Psalms 2, and we're going to pick it up again where we left off. I'll just start from the beginning and then, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves together, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed saint. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall have them, shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Well, that's where we'll pick up here. Today you have derision. You have Mariarchus being taken in under the Senate. They're going to, I think, finally impeach him. But he sits there and says the southern border is secure. Now, here's a guy that's delusional, all right, completely delusional. You have today the apostate church. The apostate church now, are they're outlawing words in there like husband and wife. Now, no longer do they want you to use husband and wife because they have been indoctrinated into sodomy. And basically, the apostate church, the world, the National Council of Churches, United Church of the Antichrist, the Episcopal, many of the Methodist, a lot of the Presbyterians, they've all gone virtually. They have left the faith, the fundamentals of God's Word, the Bible, and they've apostatized. And that word apostatize, you understand that. To apostatize means to become infected. It becomes infected. And they become infected with sin and delusion. So here, today you have the Pope. The Pope now is trying to justify, trying to convince people that God's Word, the Bible, justifies sodomy. When the very first time that the word was used, was an abomination. But he's out there now. Here's the same guy that said that he, humanly speaking, Christ failed at Calvary. Do you understand? And I have no doubts in my mind that very shortly he will also embrace abortion. He is totally apostatizing. You've got this transgender delusion. If you're having a day where you could be a big, hairy, ugly man, but maybe you see a pair of Victoria Secrets underwear in a window somewhere and decide you're a woman, then you become a woman if you feel like you're a woman, right? Let me ask you, with that mindset, with this perversion, what would keep these if they decide, well, today I feel like I'm a 10-year-old. And right. I want to be a Boy Scout or a Cub Scout, you know.
Right. I mean, anything goes. The gloves are off, and you can make your own reality out of whole cloth. It's insane.
Right. And so now you've got it where they're trying to make it official where these trans things can box women, can go into the boxing ring and box women. Well, do you know how that's what's going to happen there? That'll go into the first one.
Lots of concussions. That's what's going to happen there.
Probably worse than that. The first couple of times. In other words, these male boxers, they may be rated 110 down the line, but they go into the ring with these women. All of a sudden, they're going to be rated number one. Okay, so they're delusionary, and these women that think that they can get out and climb in a ring with a man, they're delusionary, okay? You have today you have the AMA, when they said they're not sure if there are two genders, if there are male or female. Well, how is it we've known that since the biblical days? For 6,000 years, there's been no confusion on our part about males and females, right? But all of a
one
sudden,
one more nail in the coffin against the AMA. No kidding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is woke delusion. They're delusional. Okay. Here. So when you take a look at this, in fact, by the way, the AMA and the others, now they really don't know what a woman is. See, nobody really knows what a woman is. Well, if they don't know what a woman is, why do they have gynecologists? Right. There's some insanity. So now the Bible has a lot to say about that, about delusions. And here I'll go back and read them. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. I want to take you over to Psalm 14, and we're going to take a look at someone that's in derision. Psalm 14 and verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. And so here now, atheists and pantheists are, God has said, you're a fool. Now, when in the sight of the omniscient God, when an omniscient God, and that's the only kind we have, tells you that you are a fool, that means you're delusionary. You know, it's a main thing to say there is no God. Because, listen, could it be possible if there was no God, could we be here right now?
Negatory, Ghostwriter.
Okay, so, but we're pretty sure we're here right now, right?
Absolutely.
So, I had a neighbor, a professor, who I had had some debates with over creation versus evolution, and he came up with this brilliant theory that if no one acknowledges your existence, then theoretically you don't exist. And so that was a brilliant. Well, I said, really? Because, you know, when I talked about creation, I told him I could prove creation in 5 minutes. You couldn't prove evolution in 5 years. And he said, how can you do that? And I said, look, it's right here. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens. Right there. I've been up there. I've been right up in those heavens, okay? God created the earth. Look towards your feet. You see it. You're standing right on it now. God created, you know, the little critters. You see all the birds flying here. And God created us. You can see me. You can hear me. And that's when he said, theoretically, if no one acknowledges your existence, then you don't exist. In other words, that was, I think, one of the left's ways of cancel culture there. And so I knew I had to act, and I had to act quickly before I didn't exist.
Well, it's like the old saying, right? A fool can ask a question that 1,000 wise men are unable to answer.
Yeah.
It's idiocracy at its best.
But I did answer, Peter. I did. I got him in a headlock, and I Dutch rubbed the top of his head. And he was yelling.
You got to fight with one half of your brain behind your back, Pastor. Otherwise, it's just not fair.
Yep. He was yelling. And, my hair is falling out. My wife comes out on the porch. She said, what on earth are you doing? I said, honey, I'm being acknowledged. And she just kind of gave me a strange look and walked away. But you have to do things like that at times, right? And so here now, I want to go over to Isaiah chapter 66. We started with this, verse 4. I also will choose their delusion and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. So today, what is it that brings fear? I mean, real fear in the hearts of the Democrats. It's Donald Trump.
It's Donald Trump, 100%.
If Donald Trump gets back in, there'll never be another free election. He'll never leave the office. Like Hillary said, if Donald Trump gets back in, we're all going to hang. Yeah, the Communist Party, those criminals, they know they've committed high treason. Just like this whole thing about January 6th insurrection. January 6th was a coup. It was a coup. And let me ask you this, because here, they're accusing Donald Trump of trying to, before the election was certified, trying to change the results of the election. Now, let me ask you this. Donald Trump was the sitting president. Is not the duty of the sitting president to make sure the elections are fair and honest? Is that not his duty?
100%.
So,
and it's worthwhile noting that whatever the Democrats accuse somebody of, it's what they're doing behind the scenes.
They're totally corrupted. I mean, there's nothing that we can find left in the Democratic Party. Nothing that has not been totally corrupted. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's gotten so bad, even some of the drug dealers are leaving there. We're seeing no. Yeah. You know, even they're bailing. Okay. And so what's Joe Bama going to do? Joe Bama, is he going to be able to depend upon the CIA to rig the election for him again? Okay. And so here I want to go over to very quickly to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, and they all might be damned who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, the reason he's sending them that strong delusion, Peter, is they were given a choice. Here's God's word, to believe God's word or to believe the Antichrist. And they chose to believe the Antichrist. And so, you know, God's a completely, totally just and fair God, is he not? And so here, these people were delusionary to think that you could get over on God. And then I want to take you just one more here. And that's in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. And also, in all his epistles, speaking in them these things which are things hard to understand, which they, excuse me, that are unlearned and unstable, rest, as they do also other scriptures, unto their own destructions. Well, that word rest in the Greek means distort. It means to distort. And so what were they doing here? They're taking God's word, just like the apostate church does today. They're taking God's word, and they're twisting what it says to try to make it appear to say what they want to believe. They're doing that today. Al Sharpton, shake down Al Sharpton. That guy is so phony. He is so corrupt, that Al Sharpton. He was out there trying to convince people that God's word condones abortion. Al Sharpton is a minister of Satan himself. There's a special hot place in hell for people like Al Sharpton. They're crooks. They're con men.
And Al Sharpton... Allegedly, it was Al Sharpton that gave up the location of Malcolm X to the FBI so they could kill him.
I don't doubt it.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, one day, you know, I couldn't believe it. I was driving down Ritter Avenue, and I got a call, and it told me to go over and turn on this station. I think it was like 1330 or whatever. And I said, why, what's up? And the caller, I'm not even sure to this day who the caller was, because he said, Al Sharpton's on there. And I said, why in the world would I want to listen to Al Sharpton? And the answer is, he's talking about you. So I turned it over. Sure enough, he was telling people not to listen to me, that I was the apostate preacher, and that I was a racist. Okay, but Al Sharpton is a crook. You know it. He's been caught I don't know how many times, and he's a shakedown artist. And so here now, here's what it says. As also in the epistles, speaking of them things, these things, which are some things hard to understand, which they are unlearned and unstable, rest as they do to other scriptures unto their own destruction. And that's what Al was doing, Al Sharpton, trying to say that the Bible condones abortion. You know, God's word, the Bible calls it murder, right?
And, yeah.
And so here, you have all of these things that we're seeing today. So many ways we're seeing delusionary people. You've got these young and dumb proletariat that are marching down the streets yelling from the river to the sea. You know, they're talking about eliminating the nation of Israel. Well, people have tried to do that in the past, and God hasn't dealt very easy with them, has he?
No, so far that hasn't gone so well.
And so here, it's just an amazing thing. And now they're out there, they're marching, these ungrateful, overprivileged, unthankful, little snot-nosed college kids out there that are going to Harvard. And, you know, I would listen, if somebody came to me and wanted a job and they said, I'm a Harvard grad, so I would tell them, you need to, are you going to repent of that right now? Are you going to come out and apologize for being a Harvard grad? Because that school has become, well, you know, it'd be a hard choice between sending your child to Harvard or to the local drugstore, or not drug, the drug house, or the local whorehouse. I mean, Harvard has become a place where you send your kid to become as dumb as they can be, and you want to spend a lot of good money to make sure they're as dumb as they could possibly be, right?
Yeah, and you know, the educational system these days is turning out people that don't have any skills, I mean, whatsoever. And so this is one of the things that's fueling the socialist, agenda, because in the socialist worldview, everybody's taken care of by the state, so you don't have to have a job. So these people are just, you know, I have a lot of friends in the Chicagoland area that have their business owners, construction companies, demolition companies. They can't find competent workers. They just can't find them. It's hard to find a competent worker anymore, and it's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah, I know that. And this is why for years and years and years we've been telling people, you know, we have way too many lawyers. We have way too many legal aides. What we need is plumbers, carpenters, electricians, welders, right? Did you know in New York City that a plumber makes as much as a medical as an MD? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did not know that, but I'm not surprised by that. you know, I went to school. I grew up on Nantucket Island, and they had a small high school class. 60 kids in the class. I graduated near the top of the class and, you know, went to a really great college and then did pre-med and then became a naturopathic doctor and all of this stuff. And there was a kid that I grew up with. He never went to college. His father owned a construction business. And by the time I had graduated medical school, he was a millionaire. He's one of the wealthiest people in the town that I grew up in right now. And it was all, you know, because of the labor industry that he was involved with. It really took off. But we're losing that. And, you know, Mike Rowe, have you ever watched any of Mike Rowe's stuff on TV, like Dirty Jobs?
Yeah, I've seen not much of it. I don't watch much television, but, yeah, I've seen some.
Yeah, I love that guy. He talks a lot about this. He says exactly the same thing that you do, that we desperately need more skilled laborers. It's a vanishing part of the society.
Yeah, I've been saying this for over 30 years now, that we really need to. I'm encouraging people to go out and become plumbers, and carpenters and electricians, and if they're really really talented, I tell them to become Baptist preachers.
Exactly.
There you go. And so, anyhow, that's where we're at. And again, today our society is so delusional. It has really become delusional out there today. But that's exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would be. So we kind of know where our timeline is. And with that, we're going to go to this break, and we'll be back right after this. On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now. As I began to preach, she began to speak. She said,
"Preacher, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've got to give them life.
So I put my arm around her and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she received the light. Two souls were saved, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's no way to run. You have your blessing. Keep them while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I'll separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need a Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finish preaching,
the woman was a believer. A baby in her womb I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please him. Not just to please him. Don't try to walk away.
Not just to please him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son. You've got to know.
Not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count. Please him while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the soul.
Alrighty, we are back. And hey, Peter, that's
yeah.
Song. That's a true story. That song is a true story. That was
that
happened early in the morning, about this time of year, in front of a bloody abortion mill. I was down. It was still dark out. And it was snowing real heavy, and as I looked down, the train tracks run through right through the center of the two streets, and as I looked there, I saw way down the sidewalk this shadow, dark shadow, looked like just a dark aura around this young woman, and she was walking my way, and the abortion mill, you just saw the lights just go on in there. And so when she got up close, you know, she just had that aura of death around her. It was snowing real heavy. And the snow was coming down heavy. I said, you've come here to kill your baby, haven't you? She had this startled look on her face. And she said, yes. And I said, why are you going to do that? She said, well, because they told me that my baby would be born without a brain. Anencephalitis or something, and so I said, okay, this was a white woman, and I said, so your father, the father was black, your baby's father. She said, how did you know? I said, because that's what they tell all the white girls that come here, and probably they tell the black girls the opposite, okay, that come in there. I've talked to so many of them. She said, really? I said, yeah. And I said, if you die, look, if you go in there to kill your baby, you might die in there. That happens a lot, you know. It does? Yeah. Oh. I said, if you die in there today, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. She said, I'll probably go to hell. I said, is that where you want to go? She said, no. I said, what are you going to do about it? She said, I don't know. I said, I do. And I led her in the Lord's Prayer. She actually, I didn't tell her to get on her knees, but she got on her knees on her own volition and said the sinner's prayer and asked the Lord into her heart on that snowy, snowy, early, dark morning. Mm. And here, when she was finished, I said, well, let me ask you a question. What's bigger, God or your problem? She said, God is, isn't he? And I said, yeah, he sure is. And she had this big smile on her face, and she thanked me and gave me a big hug and turned around and went her way. But she came back later, about a year later, with a picture of her baby. His name is Adam. And guess what? He had a brain. And from what I hear today, I heard later that he ended up actually being a preacher. And so there you go.
You know, you actually do. That's a very inspiring story, number one, Pastor. And number two, now that I think about it, you do resemble Kenny Rogers quite a bit.
Yeah. I thought, well, you know, he's got a good tune, but I got a better one. So I wrote all the lyrics to the song.
That's a great song, especially given the fact that it's a true story. I mean,
yeah,
it's remarkable when you can have an impact on somebody's life like that.
Yep. Well, you know what? I've decided this, that if I had it to do over again, if I wasn't going to be a preacher, you know what I would be? I would be a naturopathic doctor.
Well, that's because you are the smartest person in the room. You always have been.
All right. Okay, very good. Maybe if we keep this up, I could be the best looking to it sometime. I don't know. But
there you go.
Anyhow, I want to thank you so very, very much for all those books you sent us. Boy, I'm going to tell you, we've been sending those books out, your books, Attempt to Cure. People love them, and everybody's sick, and I know why. Well, I get a lot of...
I appreciate the kind words, and, you know, I'm happy to support the cause. I was on a group call with another group of people that follow me right before this program, and somebody called in to that program, or he was on the program. It was a Zoom call, and he had a remarkable testimony. Hopefully he'll call in tonight because he heard me on your show.
Oh, great.
And he took my information to heart, and it completely, utterly, totally changed his life inside of like 8 weeks. It was a remarkable story. So I appreciate you right back at you, Pastor, because we are, both of us in our own ways, are in the business of eliminating human suffering, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, here's an, you know, not ironic, but it's interesting. I have had, starting on Christmas Day, I ended up with a double pneumonia, okay, that evening, you know, after we had everyone leave, we had a full house, and then later on, I became sick, and I ended up with double pneumonia, and so it was pretty bad. But what happened? I had all these people calling me, wanting to send to me phosphorus and things out of your book. They were,
yeah.
Yeah, these are people, and every single one of them was referring to Dr. Glidden's got this here, and you know, I'd say thanks, but you know, I'll get through this, you know, and it's been tough, but I'm just getting to the end of that now. But boy, I can't believe how many phone calls I got on that. And I want to thank all the listeners out there.
Maybe one of these days you'll take it to heart and actually do the therapeutic. I'll tell you a really interesting story. A colleague of mine, the guy that was the chair of the homeopathic medicine department when I was in medical school, he lived in Boulder, Colorado years ago, and he came down with really bad pneumonia. And he's a naturopathic doctor, right? He's in the hospital dying from pneumonia because it's unresponsive to conventional treatment. As fate would have it, another of our colleagues was in town the same day for his son's, I think it was an ultimate frisbee contest or football contest or lacrosse contest or something. But he got wind that this other guy was in the hospital with pneumonia, dying, literally. dying because he wasn't responding to the conventional treatment. They were just had him on a ventilator waiting for him to die. And he gave him a homeopathic treatment, homeopathic phosphorus, by the way, not too much of a coincidence there, and it completely cured him. I mean, within 2 days, he was out of the hospital. And if it was not for his intervention, that guy would have died. So, you know, there's room in the world for every type of medicine. However, the type of medicine that myself and my colleagues bring to the table is very effective for upper respiratory tract stuff.
Then I need to get a supply. Now, I didn't go to the hospital or doctor. And I'll tell you why I didn't go. I have friends that work with us in the ministry, doctors and nurses that are real. You know, they're like us. And they told me what you have. So I was taking natural herbs, and I just sweating it out. I was doing a lot of high-potency garlic, a lot of hyssop.
That's interesting. That's interesting. And, hyssop. Wow.
Yeah. And
good for you. Well, I'll send you some stuff. I'll give you a respiratory support protocol. You can try for 21 days. No problem.
Well, I don't want to try it until I need it, right?
Well, I mean, you should probably take it now because people don't get pneumonia because they have lungs. People don't get arthritis because they have joints. People don't get eczema because they have skin. You get these things because that part of your body has developed a weakness and then has become compromised by the stress of life. And so it would be prudent for you, therefore, once you've gotten on the other side of the acute illness, to get on board with a protocol that strengthens the lung. I mean, that just makes sense, and that's an easy thing to do. I'll hook you up, no problem.
Yeah, I've been taking all of your vitamins and things that you've been sending me. That, you know, I've been taking those. In fact, I have some with me right now tonight. But anyhow.
Yeah, good job. All right, let's up the ante a little bit, see if we can't get some traction.
All righty, we'll get that. But let me ask you this real quick before we get going, too. If you know, can you have bacteria and viral pneumonia at the same time?
Yeah, I'm not sure viral pneumonia is a real thing. I think it's a reality by consensus thing.
Okay.
Bacterial pneumonia is a definite thing, and that's a much bigger, badder voodoo daddy than viral pneumonia is. But yeah, you know, it's all of it is is inside of the context of the Ernie Sanders illness, right? So I mean, so this was conventional medical doctors will call it arthritis, they'll call it pneumonia, they'll call it heartburn, they'll call it something because that's what they're trained to do. But like the fella said, you can't have a headache without the head. So really what you had was the Ernie Sanders lung problem. And, you know, people want to call it viral pneumonia. I don't care. If people want to call it bacterial pneumonia, it doesn't really matter. What does matter is what you do to support your body's ability to recover its health and to strengthen, in your case, your lung tissue moving forward. And that's a relatively easy thing to do.
See, I wouldn't go to the hospital, Peter, because people my age going to the hospitals, and when you have an upper respiratory infection or whatever, it's automatically COVID. That's where the money's at. And people my age end up sometimes getting remdesivir if they're, you know, if they're unconscious or whatever.
Or put on a ventilator, which is going to make things worse. So it was smart of you to avoid that. But, I mean, that's a testimony, don't you think, of the times?
Yeah, it is.
The people that are supposed to be healing us are the people that we're trying to avoid.
Well, that's...
it's not, right?
Yeah, and I know, and I've heard from some of them, and a lot of them are really, really angry at Big Pharma for...
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, for...
About time. You know, hopefully there's going to be a sea change here, hopefully, but we keep waiting.
But I'm going to just do this real quickly. First, I got to open the phone lines. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. But I just want to real quickly just hit you. You're not going to read the articles or anything. Swift Health Insurance report people received cancer treatment since 2020 has skyrocketed 73% since the rollout of COVID vaccines.
Oh, that's a coincidence, Pastor. It's just a coincidence, for goodness sakes. What are you, some conspiracy nut?
Yeah, well, here's another one. A smoking gun, uncovered spike protein, SARS-CoV-V blueprints reveal planned release of deadly COVID bioweapon. Well, no kidding. Now, we've been talking about that for a while. Here's another one. Lawsuit accuses the CIA of hiding records of bribes paid to conceal origins of COVID.
Yeah, and there you go.
Here's one more. Florida Surgeon General calls for a halt to COVID-19 vaccines usage after FDA said the spread is the FDA spread misinformation. All righty, there you go.
Well, and this is all great, a little late to the party, number one. And number two, though, right, because of the medical monopoly, nobody's going to go to jail. And this is the problem, you know, and this is why people have to stop waiting for the seas to part and for the, you know, this problem to be fixed from the top down. It's not going to be fixed from the top down. This is a grassroots fix that's going on here, and this is why the information that myself and my colleagues bring to the table. You can learn how to fix yourself. You can learn what to do. The medical doctors don't know what to do, but you can learn what to do. It's not that difficult.
Well, here's their say. Now, it was on the news that the spread of this flu is reaching like pandemic proportions, and they're trying to blame it on the fact that only 38% of the people have taken the shot, their vaccine. The people are refusing. Well, surprise, surprise, huh?
Well, and, you know, this is from the Department of Hypocrisy Department, because even the CDC admitted that the poisonous Pope does not prevent anybody from getting COVID. And they've admitted that.
Yeah, I know.
So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth here, and it's nonsense. And, you know, although, you know, uneducated people who listen to Oprah and CNN and who believe everything that comes out of the mouth of Katie Couric, you know, they're grist for the mill and more's the pity.
Because God has sent them strong delusion because they rejected his word. And therefore, he has strong delusion.
What goes around comes around, right?
Absolutely. All right, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. Whenever you're here, those phone lines always light all the way up. And so, I'm not in the normal studio tonight. I'm at a remote location, so I'm going to, right now we're going to go to Ann in New Jersey. And so, what you're going to have to do, Styles, let me know who's on the lines there.
Will do.
Okay, so bring up Ann. Hey, Ann.
Yes, hi, for Dr. Glinton. It's about a cold. When I get a cold, it's mostly like bronchial. I don't cough a lot, but when I do, I try to bring up all the phlegm. Somehow, I can't reach all the way to the bottom of, my lungs. So it's mostly bronchial. My last cold I had was in February, and it left me with no sense of taste or smell, and I was developing a lot of phlegm, white phlegm, very thick, you know, and I was wondering what could I take.
Okay, well, you know, you have to, thanks for the call, by the way, so you have to give your body the raw materials that it needs to make itself healthy. You know, the same way that your car needs oil and transmission fluid and air in the tires and all that. Your body needs stuff in order to have healthy lungs, have healthy heart, have healthy joints, whatever. So the first thing for you to do is to get on board with a combination of products called the Healthy Foundation Pack. The Healthy Foundation Pack gives your body everything that it needs in order to work the way that God intended it to. The Healthy Foundation Pack, you can get that at Eiffel Health, right? You can go online to Eiffel, like the tower in Paris, health, eiffelhealth.com, or call them at 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796. And because of the lung situation, I would also order a product from them called the Good Herbs Respiratory Support. The Good Herbs Respiratory Support. It's the 4 ounces of a botanical medicine tincture. You would take two milliliters twice a day, 2 mL twice a day. There's a little dropper in that bottle with a 1 milliliter mark on it. So you fill that up to the 1 milliliter mark twice. Two times in the morning, two times in the afternoon or the evening of the Good Herbs respiratory support. Last thing I would do is I would go to the health food store and pick up a homeopathic medicine called Causticum. You spell that C like Charlie, A, U, S like Sierra, T like Thomas, I, C, U, M, Causticum, homeopathic Causticum in the 30C potency. Take two pellets twice a day for 5 days, and see if that doesn't help to eliminate the mucus congestion in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
okay.
Here's another thing that, yes, that everybody in the listening audience should do, and everybody should get into the habit of doing this. If one day a week for 24 hours in a row or 36 hours would be better, you just don't eat any food. Fast for 36 hours, 24 if you can, 24 or 36 is if you can, but at least 24 hours. Don't eat any solid food for 24 hours. That will go a long way towards helping your body to be healthier, in addition to taking the nutritional supplement.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and as far as this is, doing this stuff would help towards the phlegm, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because, right, your body's trying to get rid of it, but it doesn't have the chutzpah to do it, right? It's like you're trying,
yes,
to grow a tomato plant, but you don't have enough fertilizer. It's just not going to work. So,
right.
And you should also understand that this program is kind of like, you know, it's the whole body tonic. So when you start the program, in addition to paying attention, well, how does it affect my lungs? You want to pay attention to everything else, right? Your mood, your energy, your appetite, your sleep, the whole enchilada. And that's why this is called holistic medicine, because it's,
yeah,
a comprehensive thing, and it often does wonders. It's a really, really great program. It's the best thing I've seen clinically in 35 years of work. And, you know, if I was king of the world, it would be mandatory that everybody do this stuff on a regular basis. And if we did that, hardly anybody would be sick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
so
give
the people at Eiffel Health a call, 888-618-1796. Tell them you want the Healthy Foundation Pack and one bottle of the Good Herbs Respiratory Support. And best of luck to you. Thanks for your trust, and thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, Ann, out there. All right, folks, the phone number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Nationwide, you're open. Dr. Peter J. Glidden with us here tonight, and he's a naturopathic doctor. As usually when you're here, these phone lines light up all across the board, and they stay that lit. So I think people are listening tonight to find out what we're going to be talking about, see if they're talking about any of their concerns. So
we have Irene in New Jersey.
So we're going to go back to New Jersey again. This time we're going to be
okay,
talking.
Good evening, gentlemen. Pastor, I'm so glad that you're better. I absolutely love you.
Well, thank you, Irene. Thank you so much.
If you weren't married, I'd propose.
All right.
Yes, darn it. Anyway, Dr. Glidden, I'm so glad you're there. I want to know what you would do for syringomyelia. And so the listening audience understands what that is. It's a spinal problem with at the base of the neck, there's not enough room for spinal fluid to circulate to the brain and back. So just leave that there then, because it's a lot to understand, but that's the layman's, at least, terms, and it's a very serious condition to have. What would you do, Dr. Glidden?
Okay, well, first of all, I have a question for you. Which exit off the turnpike?
9.
There you go. So everybody needs to be on the 90 essential nutrients, right?
Okay.
I was treating a guy earlier, and I hope he calls in tonight, but he had really bad gout, like debilitating mm-hmm. gout. He couldn't go to work anymore. He had to take early retirement. He was in and out of the emergency room all the time with pain. And all he did was the foundation pack, which I would not have thought in, you know, my limited brain capacity, that just the foundation pack all by itself would have been enough to fix the gout. But it did. It completely cured it within like 4 weeks. It was a remarkable turnaround, and he didn't have to do anything extra like I thought he would have had to, but he didn't need to do it. Why is this? Because the human body knows how to fix itself. The human body wants to fix itself. The human body's trying to fix itself all of the time. So all that we do is give the body a fighting chance to fix itself. So we provide the body everything that the body needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, all of the amino acids, all of the fatty acids that it needs in order to work the way that God intended it to. And then we get the heck out of the way and we see how far back the body bounces. Now, because of this particular pathophysiology, there is a homeopathic medicine that I would take as an add-on for this. It's called Floricum acidum. I'll spell that
S-L?
For you. It's, F like Frank, L like Larry, U-O-R-I-C-U-M, Floricum, second mm-hmm. word, acidum, A like Apple, C like Charlie, I like India, D like David, U like Utah, M like Mary. Get that in the 200C potency, the 200C potency, and make sure it's homeopathic floricum acidum in the 200C or the 200CK potency. Take 3 pellets orally twice a day for 14 days, 3 pellets orally twice a day for 14 days, and see if
and
you can't move
do?
The needle. Well, it will ostensibly bring the body back into a state of balance whereby this condition, the body either fixes it or the body is able to manage its affairs in spite of this condition. You know, we've had lots of patients. I'll never forget, I was mentoring with a colleague of mine in Montreal a little while ago, and he brought to my attention a 75-year-old woman who he'd been treating for 20 years, and she had a really bad birth defect where her spine was crooked in like 5 different directions, or the bones in her spine had holes in them. She had degenerative disc disease. I mean, it was really, really bad pathophysiology in her spine. And she had zero pain, And, you know, she wasn't straight or anything like that, but she didn't have any complaints. There were no complaints because her body had adapted to all of that. And so we have been brainwashed into thinking that just because there's a physical pathology there, that that's a death sentence for us, and we're going to have to, you know, deal with that for the rest of our life. Well, sometimes, maybe. But I'm telling you, man, you know, I used to think I knew where the point of no return in the body was. I used to think I knew that, but I don't anymore. Because
well, what would you do for the joint disease, though? Because that does actually take away, when you have this condition, it takes away from the spine. So it does disintegrate, unfortunately.
But you try to cure it. And this is
so,
why
Peter, we're coming up to heartbreak. Irene, you can hang in there, stay there. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more.
Fight the fight, live the stand, light the light, feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.